Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ, 1 Peter 2:5. The spiritual house has been established upon Jesus Christ, whom Peter describes as the stone which the builders disallowed. The same is made the head of the corner, 1 Peter 2:7. Paul writes that the household of God is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit, Ephesians 2, 20-22. Upon Jesus Christ as the Son of God, the Church, which is God's spiritual house, and God's habitation is built. Following Peter's confession, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God," Jesus promised that upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, Matthew 16:16-18. Peter told those who witnessed the healing of the lame man at the temple that Jesus of Nazareth, whom they had crucified, is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner, Acts 4:11. The ancient prophecy of the psalmist is fulfilled in Jesus Christ, as the spiritual house of God is built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Psalms 118:22-23. The church, the spiritual house of God, was in God's future when time began. Nothing that Satan could do, nor the Jewish rulers who opposed the ministry of Jesus, stand against the establishment of God's habitation upon the earth. Following the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Lord speaks to his disciples, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me," Luke 24:44. God carefully planned and brought to pass the establishment of his spiritual house, the church, upon the earth through Jesus Christ. All of us who obey the gospel, confess Christ as the Son of God, and are immersed in water for the remission of our sins, are the living stones that build this marvelous spiritual house of God. This spiritual house is declared by the apostle, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who in time past were not a people, but now are the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." 1 Peter 2, 9-10. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.